dumb and blind came. Lord, just heal them all. This man's got an attitude, she's not part of the regime. Healing all the lepers, although they're unclean. He's breaking the traditions that didn't count at all. The deaf, dumb and blind came. Lord, just heal them.
Welcome again to Apologetics with an X. We're here each week at this time to bring you the best from the past with a slight twist. It's a parody thing like only apologetics can do. I'm Jerry Q, and here's my co-host, the lead singer and lyricist for the band, Mr. Jay Jackson.
Hello, Jerry, and welcome to all of our listeners today as we enter November. As far as our listening schedule, I know you've already been in November for a little bit. It's the first time we've talked to you in November, though, and it's great to be here with you folks. We started today with a song by Elton John. It was originally done by The Who, Pinball Wizard. We redid as temple physician, talking about the way Jesus was fulfilling the signs that had been foretold in the Old Testament. And of course, like I said, that was originally done by The Who. It was on their album Tommy. And we have some Who parodies for you this morning, among other things. And we're going to give you three of them in this next set. We're going to start with one of their earliest songs, a song called I Can't Explain, which we redid as I Can't Escape. And in this case, it's a good thing. It's about not being able to escape the fact that God is real, escape from God, who is pursuing us in a good way. Then we have a song called Regeneration. It's a parody of My Generation, another very early Who hit. Regeneration, of course, it's about the born-again experience. And then we have a parody of their song Baba O'Reilly that many people call Teenage Wasteland from The Who's next album. And it's redone, and it's called Bible O'Reilly.
See what it says. It's not artificial resuscitation. Just talking about regeneration. This regeneration, baby. Heaven talking about regeneration. before you get old.
Talking about regeneration.
This regeneration. This regeneration, baby.
You know, if you can't join us live each week, don't fret, unless you're playing a guitar. We're streaming online with a plethora of parodies, which you can access from our flagship station. That's angel95fm.com. Angel95fm.com. A whole year's worth of Apologetics with an X shows can be found right on that place.
That's right. And we're just so glad for those of you who listen loyally. I know we get communications from some of you, and thank you for doing that. And we got three more Who songs for you, and one of them is brand new. We're going to start out with a song called Won't Get Born Again. It's a parody of Won't Get Fooled Again, also from the Who's Next album, about the end times. Then we have an autobiographical song. It's really the story of my testimony. It's a parody of The Real Me from the Who's album Quadrophenia, which was their other double album rock opera besides Tommy. It came out in 1973. Ours is called The Real Need, and all the things that happened, it really happened to yours truly. And then we have a brand new Who parody, a parody of their comeback hit from the early 80s, You Better You Bet. This one's called You Better Do Better, and it deals with the fact that, you know, Jesus told his disciples, told the Pharisees, he has told the people, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. And people are thinking, well, how in the world can we do that? Because these guys are really righteous dudes. But the fact is we needed the righteousness of Christ. We needed somebody who could live that perfect, live the law perfectly, live a perfect sinless life. And that was Jesus. And he was trying to make us, point us to the fact that we absolutely had to have him. We weren't going to get there by our own good works or by our own quote-unquote good behavior.
Yeah! when you see the real me, Tanya. Tanya!
Oh, no. just like a loan. I welcome thee with open heart and hope and faith. They know only rules and deeds, but that's not heaven's way. I know chapter 5 in Matthew something. Ooh, the legalists all fight. Then you say, go over it in the light. You might delight. When they say they're lawful, you say do better.
You better do better than that.
When they say it's legal, you say do better.
You better do better than that.
You better get more righteous. The law will judge you. Trust your life to Christ. I pray on my bed to you. Please, Lord, save them. You're the shepherd. Your gospel quickens my soul. And you met up with those lepers, made them better. You never sinned or lied.
You never judge me for my crimes now. You better love me. Back in the line now, you never judge me for my crimes now. You better love me. Back in the line now.
You show us grace, not spite. Yet they lean on pride and procedures. But no one's righteous but Jesus the Christ. I think letting you in's plenty. You say do better.
You better do better than that.
When they say it's legal, you say do better.
You better do better than that.
When they say they're lawful, you say do better.
You better do better than that.
Check Isaiah 64:6, do better.
You better do better than that.
When they say they're lawful, you say do better.
You better do better than that.
When they say
Jay, I know you're a wealth of information about any of 800-plus tunes you've already given us as Apologetics, but where can our friends find out more about your latest releases, maybe buy a few, or hey, why not just get your whole complete library on a thumb drive?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Jerry. Once again, the website is apologetics.com. Just remember we spell it like the name of the show. It's Apologetics with an X, not with a CS on the end, but with an X. You can get individual singles there, downloads for a donation. You choose what you want to donate. You can get our digital songbook there. You can get the thumb drive, as Jerry mentioned. You can get our complete library as a download. There's all different ways to do that. You can get CDs there also. But just go to apologetics.com. That's apologetics with an X. Okay, and now we have some more songs for you. We got two by The Clash to start things out. One is a parody of Should I Stay or Should I Go? It's about potential missionary work. It's called Should I Pray or Should I Go? And then we have a parody of their first top 40 hit, a song a lot of people don't recognize as being The Clash. And then they say, oh, I kind of remember that song. It was called Train in Vain. and parentheses, Stand By Me. That's the way they don't use the words train in vain in the song. Clash being punks. That's what they did. Anyway, our parody is called Gain in Vain, Can't Buy Me. And it's about bribery. The Bible has a lot to say about bribery, and it's, none of it's good. And there's a lot of bribery that goes on today. So let's get rid of that. Anyway, we played those two Clash songs for you because the Clash, one of their first hits, was a parody, well, actually was a remake of an old song from the 60s by the Bobby Fuller Four called I Fought the Law. And that song actually was a remake itself from, it was written by the guitarist from the Buddy Holly's band, the Crickets. Anyway, theirs is called I Fought the Law. Ours is called I Sought the Lord. And we redid the Bobby Fuller Four version, which was a top 10 hit in 1966.
God to let me know, should I pray or should I go? If you say that you don't mind, I'll be here till you send a sign, so your gospel gets to grow in the neighborhood I know. If all of us leave to teach and preach, you'll have no one left on their knees. I'd say it's fine to just stay back, though if you want me, I'll go pack. Well, come on, not Mexico. There's no Spanish words I know. Should I pray or should I go now? Should I pray or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. The missionaries, they'll be double. And it's crowded as we know. This Indian mission's bugging me. They say they want me desperately. Is that the food I'm supposed to eat? Don't you have mission trips to Italy? Don't want no vegetables. Shouldn't I go with the food I know? Should I pray or should I go now? Should I pray or should I go now? If I go, we build a rubber. Can't lift a spade or wield a shovel. So you gotta let me know. Should I bear in the check I wrote? Should I pray or should I go now? Chad. We'll be right back.
Lord, it's a small one. Believed like mummy and my grandma. I sought the Lord as a small one. I sought the Lord as a small one.
Our friends out there may want to know a little more in depth about what scriptures are referenced to in your tunes, or what band you're parodying your original tune from. Might you just happen to have a guide there to tell everyone everything apologetics?
Oh, Jerry, I love the way you talk. Yes, the digital songbook has that in it. It has, oh my gosh, because it's over 1,300 pages long. It's a digital, it's not a printed book. I've seen what it looks like when it's printed. It's huge. I have a copy. It's gigantic. But it's digital. It's interactive. So you can go there. Our songs are indexed by scripture verse. They're indexed by subject. They're indexed by original artist, original year when the original songs were hits. It's indexed by theme, you know, subject, all sorts of things. But anyway, in addition to that, there's extra articles, and every song has the lyrics, and every song has the story behind it. So if somehow you're not bored of hearing my voice after this, you can hear my extended explanations of each song there too. But anyway, that's where you can find it. And you'll hear about songs like that. Well, you'll read about, you won't hear, it's not, you're going to hear my voice. You'll read about songs like this. We have Dr. Feelgood by Motley Crue, big, big hit for them. Ours is called Costly Truth. It's about a person who's delivered from some awful things and wants to share about the Lord. Then we have another doctor song. We had Dr. Feelgood, and then we have Calling Dr. Love by Kiss. My favorite Kiss song when I was a kid, I had the 45. And this is called Calling Dr. Luke. You know, Luke, the beloved physician, he is called in the Bible. He wrote the gospel according to Luke and the book of the Acts of the Apostles. And he's referenced by Paul in his letters. And anyway, he's a faithful guy too. And speaking of doctors, we have a brand new song by Dr. Hook originally. The Shel Silverstein song cover of the Rolling Stone. Ours is called The Covenant He Wrote in Stone. This is one of my favorites of the ones we put out this year. Probably of the ones we put out ever. I'm just really tickled with the way it turned out. And I hope you folks will like it too. We'll be right back.
sinister. But the gift of God is eternal life. Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Jay, straight shooter, tell them who we are. Well, we're big, rotten sinners. We've got broken innards, yet he loves every weary soul.
That sounds like us.
We think we got purity and we think we got truth, but man's proud and out of control.
Right.
We think God's kind of chilly, says we're all blind and ill, but the guilty better know.
There's a bill that'll hit you if you bet your future on the covenant he wrote in stone.
Wrote in stone.
Gonna read my scriptures and discover
stone.
Gonna find why God he brought another
stone.
Gonna see Christ now in place
on the covenant he wrote in stone.
That's a very, very good idea.
I try to seek the Lord daily, but the law can't save me, though I'm bordering on extreme. I got the Lord's word straight from Matthew, right in 5:17.
Now it's all divine, it's so hardline, but as I've already been shown, I can know that a Christian doesn't get pure hitching on the covenant he wrote in stone.
Wrote in stone. Gonna read my scriptures and discover
stone.
Gonna find why God he brought another
stone.
Gonna see Christ now in place
on the covenant he wrote in stone.
Check out my crowd.
Drop and roll.
Oh, that's pitiful.
We got the law to live, but we ain't doing our duty. Everything it says, there's not a man alive in here who's goof proof, but Jesus has a better way. We gotta all repent, cause one day we'll die. We'll be gathered at the great white throne, and the fees then are stricter, so we can't bet our future on the covenant he wrote in stone.
Uh-huh.
Wrote in stone.
Gonna read my scriptures and discover
stone.
Gonna find why God he brought another to see Christ now in place
on the covenant he wrote in stone. On the covenant he wrote in stone.
Yeah. Read my scriptures and discover
stone.
Gonna find why God
fellas.
He found another
stone.
To see Christ
Jesus
now
Jesus
in place
on the covenant.
Don't forget, if you want to hear this week's show again, or if you want to check out any of our past shows over the past year, just mosey on over to angel95fm.com, partner.
That's right. And we just really appreciate you guys coming out today. We're going to close today with a song from my girls, my two oldest daughters, Jana and Heather. This is a parody of the Blondie hit, The Tide is High, which in the winter of 1980, going into 81, was the big hit, number one hit there. And this is about the Paul's epistle to Titus. And one of the neat things about the epistle to Titus is, if you look carefully, it has a lot to say about the deity of Jesus Christ, the divinity of Jesus Christ. And not only does it call him our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, if you look there are six verses in the epistle to Titus in the three chapters, that talk about Savior, and some of them say God our Savior, some of them say Jesus our Savior, and that one there says Jesus Christ our great God and Savior. So it's kind of neat. Anyway, that's why this parody of the Titus High is called Titus Highlights.
Just read verse 1, 3.